hair piles in the house.
She shed. Her hair was just everywhere.
At Rough Greens, we know dogs need live nutrition just like we do.
We have had a lot of issues with her skin.
Sometimes itching and scratching, lack of energy, digestive issues, they're not medical issues at all, but more likely they're nutritional deficiencies from eating dead food.
A lot of the nutrients just aren't there anymore.
The good news is you don't have to change your dog's food to improve your dog's health. Simply add a scoop of Rough Greens and make even the best dog food better.
I was truly amazed how fast it worked.
One of the most noticeable things is her coat doesn't have the itching.
He doesn't shed as much.
It wasn't even 2 weeks that I saw a drastic improvement.
We're so confident that your dog will love Rough Greens that we're going to let him try it before you buy it. Free. Just cover the shipping. Get your free bag of Rough Greens today at ruffgreens.com. That's ruffgreens.com.
I wish we would have found Rough Greens a lot sooner.
So good, your dog will ask for it by name.
All right, let me jump on into today's Right Side Way opening monologue, reminding you guys, as always, that attorney Stan McDonald is indeed the partner at Wilmer and Lee Law Firm out of Huntsville, a 30-year veteran in the practice of law, the daily sponsor of the Right Side Way. And I'll tell you more about Stan here momentarily. All right, let me just kick off and say I thought it was pretty epic. I thought it was pretty cool that last night President Trump went out on the streets of D.C. and met with members of law enforcement and the National Guard who've been working on the great crime surge. Literally walked among them to make sure they know that the boss is aware of who they are and cares about what they are doing. They're not just cogs in a wheel. They are really important players on a big board doing great things for our nation's capital. Likewise, the day before that, Vice President J.D. Vance went with Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth to do the same thing, had lunch with the guardsmen who are serving as members of the same surge. Y'all, this is leadership, by the way. This is taking care of the troops. This is making sure that the lowliest person on the totem pole knows that they are appreciated and that they are doing important work. That's about morale, welfare, and yes, leadership. But that said, I'll be honest with you, this is also about something else. You see, the left is apoplectic right now that Trump is daring to fight crime. They cannot understand it. It's as if they are defending the rights of the criminals to be, if you get down to it. I don't know, criminals, you know, but hey, Trump's doing something very important. He looked around at the beautiful capital city of Washington, D.C., and he decided something needed to be done. He realized he actually held the opportunity right there in the palm of his own hand. The control of D.C.'s destiny was his to impact. You know what he did? Well, he did it. That's what. And why? Because he could, and because he should, and because it was his to do. Look, Trump knows he can't end all crime. He can't put a damper on crime everywhere, but he can put a damper on it in D.C., and by God, that's what he's doing. We're told in the Bible in the Message translation that Ephesians 2:10, it says, he creates each of us by Christ Jesus to join him in the work that he does, the good work he has gotten ready for us to do, work that we had better be doing. I love that translation. Work that we had better be doing. There's a thought. Yeah, you can't always do everything, but you can always do something. And there are things that are put in place for us to be a part of, things that we had best not ignore, things that we had better be doing. Not long ago, I was at my law firm in my office, and something was frustrating me. I don't know what it was. It was just a typical day, probably. If you ever run your own business, you know that no matter how big or how small your shop is, there's always something that needs to be set right or dealt with or responded to. I like to say that sometimes I can't get my work done because I'm too busy getting my work done. You know what I mean? But in that moment of aggravation, I looked at the beautiful large windows that I have in my office that look out over a golf course, and I realized how dirty they were. I mean, like, really dirty. I had been so busy that I hadn't even noticed, but as I stood there catching my breath, I realized the beauty of my office was being clouded up by dust and pollen on the windows. So I stopped what I was doing. I got some Windex and paper towels, and I made those windows shine. I told one of the great people that works for me that I can't always control the world around me, but I can make sure my windows are clean. And that's true. I can't fix it all, but there are things that I can do to take the best care of what I've got. My granny was like that. My granny. She and my granddaddy, they had a humble home in West Birmingham. He passed away in the late 70s. She continued on until roughly 1991. But it was where she stayed. She lived there for over half a century, and it was a modest little two-bedroom home with no air conditioning. But her kitchen was always clean, and her porch was always swept. She couldn't fix everything, but she could fix some things, and she did. Recently, I heard a quote on TV that just set well with me. Charlene and I love to find a good show we can watch. We call it watching our show. We've watched every season of Blue Bloods, and then we started watching Chicago Fire. Pretty solid characters there, and one of them is a character named Chief Wallace Bowden, played by Eamon Walker, the character who runs Firehouse 51 in the show. In one of the episodes, he was talking about some life issues he was facing, and someone advised him he might want to back off on something. His response was, "It's better to die on your feet than to live on your knees."
Wow.
Hair piles in the house.
She shed. Her hair was just everywhere.
At Rough Greens, we know dogs need live nutrition just like we do.
We have had a lot of issues with her skin.
Sometimes itching and scratching, lack of energy, digestive issues, they're not medical issues at all. But more likely, they're nutritional deficiencies from eating dead food.
A lot of the nutrients just aren't there anymore.
The good news is, you don't have to change your dog's food to improve your dog's health. Simply add a scoop of Rough Greens and make even the best dog food better.
I was truly amazed how fast it worked.
One of the most noticeable things is her coat doesn't have the itching.
It doesn't shed as much.
It wasn't even 2 weeks that I saw a drastic improvement.
We're so confident that your dog will love Rough Greens that we're going to let them try it before you buy it. Free. Just cover the shipping. Get your free bag of Rough Greens today at ruffgreens.com. That's ruffgreens.com.
I wish we would have found Rough Greens a lot sooner.
So good, your dog will ask for it by name.
Oh, better to die on your feet than to live on your knees. That just got all over me, and that quote has now been added to my notebook of favorite quotes. But y'all, he wasn't talking about something that would actually kill him. He was talking about taking the reins on things, not just rolling over in life. You see, we can't always control the things that go on around us. We can't always make all the hurt stop. We can't always make the naysayers change their ways. But what we can control is how we react to the world around us. Chief Bowden was saying that. He was saying that how we respond says as much about who we are as anything else. And I try to live that way. Some might call it bullheaded or stubborn, but I tend to call it stick-to-itiveness. There's a word for you. I can't make the long trip shorter, but I can still take the next step. I can't make the rain stop falling, but I can fix the leak in the roof. I can't get everything done, but I can do what's in front of me to the best of my ability. It's an attitude that we have to have. We have to have it, because life will throw curveballs and drop a crisis or three in front of us at any given time. But if we have laid up a lifetime of dealing with small stuff, we're going to be better suited for when the big stuff comes. I know it sounds simple, but there is a reason why the Army sends somebody to basic training before they send them to advanced training, because there are small things that need to be learned before you do the bigger stuff. And when the crisis comes, it's the small stuff that all wraps together like muscle memory and gets us through it. If you've built a lifetime of dealing with the small stuff, you'll be more likely to stay on your feet. I remember at Ranger School many moons ago, there were days that I wanted to quit, sometimes multiple times a day. Guys to my left and right were dropping out due to injuries or just not making the standards, and the constant lack of sleep to the point of hallucination, the constant lack of food to the point that I lost 30 pounds, the constant harassment, the movement, the physical challenges. There were mountains and swamps and deserts and parachute jumps and rappelling off cliffs and patrolling at all hours. And at one point, I actually had to recycle what was, in my opinion, the worst phase of all, the swamp phase in the swamps of North Florida. The idea of having to do the swamps twice just made me physically ill. I'm not going to lie. The notion of repeating the swamp phase, that was an emotional event for me. Nobody should have to do that twice. I can't do that, I thought. This isn't worth it, I thought. But in the end, with some encouragement from my amazing wife, I realized the goal was not so much the ultimate outcome. The goal was just the next step. I could not control whether I was going to get all the way to day 60, but I could control whether I rucked up and took the next step on day 30. And then the next step, and then I cleaned my weapon, changed my socks, and took the next step. And amazingly, one day I realized it was already day 60. Look, you cannot speak to the future. You cannot control tomorrow. But you can look to where you are, and you can make sure the windows are clean. The porch is swept. You can make sure you take the next step. Admiral William McRaven was a career Navy SEAL. He was a retired four-star admiral. He was the former commander of all U.S. Special Operations at one point. Upon his retirement, he became the chancellor at the University of Texas System, and he gave an amazing commencement speech at Texas in 2014. It's one of my favorite speeches. It's called Make Your Bed. If you've never watched it, I want you to look up McRaven, Make Your Bed. It's the best speech. You'll be inspired by it. It's some of the best life advice in that speech that I've ever heard. And it was designed to say exactly what I'm saying right now. In the speech, McRaven gave some life lessons to the graduates that came from his own experiences. He talked at one point about how every morning at Bud's, that's where you learn to be a SEAL. He was training and learning what it meant to be a SEAL at the basic underwater demolition school, BUDS, and the instructors would show up and inspect his bed. Why? He said if he did it right, then the corners were square, the covers pulled tight, the pillow was properly centered on the headboard, the extra blanket folded just right at the foot of the bunk. He said that it was the most mundane task, but they did it every single day. He thought that it was ridiculous for men who were aspiring to be warriors to be forced to make their beds. But then he said this, and I'm going to quote it directly. He said, "The wisdom of this simple act has been proven to me many times over." He said, "If you make your bed every morning, you will have accomplished the first task of the day. It'll give you a small sense of pride. It will encourage you to do another task, and then another, and another. And by the end of the day, that one task completed will have turned into many tasks completed. Making your bed will also reinforce the fact that little things in life matter." He went on to say, "If you can't do the little things right, you'll never be able to do the big things right. And if by chance you have a miserable day, you will come home to a bed that is made, that you made. And a bed gives you encouragement. A made bed gives you encouragement that tomorrow will be better. So if you want to change the world," he said, "start off by making your bed." That's some advice right there. Jesus said in John 16, "In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I've overcome the world." He has. I believe that. And his call is to lean in and trust and keep doing what you've been called to do, even when it seems like the small stuff, is just too difficult. But you can get there. You cannot control tomorrow, but you can make sure that your windows are clean, your porch is swept. You take the next step and your bed is made. Just keep on taking the next step. It's better to die on your feet than to live on your knees, my friends. And that's a wrap for The Right Side Way.